Welcome back. You're listening to Graphit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. This is the Doctor, and she is back from a very long hiatus. 10 months ago, I stopped recording for reasons of work and professional obligations, and I went on vacation, and I went to Canada for 2 months. And then I was able to just get privileged with music and artists and folk music festivals every year. When I go back to Canada, I participate or I volunteer in folk music festivals to the best of my ability. And one of my jobs is to be a driver of talent. So I was able to participate and engage and exchange, and it was just a fantastic experience. So this particular set, actually the next 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to go through some of the music that I was able to listen to while I was at the Bear Creek Music Folk Festival in Grand Prairie, Alberta. If ever you are in Alberta in August, that is the music festival to go to. Grand Prairie is a little bit of a small town, but their folk music festival is really fantastic simply because the artists are approachable. You can see them, you can talk to them, you can hang out with them. It is really an experience. The first artist on this set is going to be Begonia. Begonia is her stage name. Her name is Alexa Dirks, and she's a Canadian pop singer-songwriter from Winnipeg. She was previously part of a band called Chic Gamine before launching her solo career in 2017. Now, what you'll notice in this, in her blend of lush pop and soulful lyrics, is that you'll see the transition from 2017 to 2019, because we're going to be listening to two songs today. And in this first song, you hear a subdued voice and very, I would say, traditional folk. And it's just lovely with the vocalics that just kind of resonate through your soul. This first song is called Hot Dog Stand. It was released in 2017. And from the album Lady in Mind, this is Begonia. And she really just has this voice that is soulful. I hope you enjoy it.
Night clouds fall and nothing's new for me. I've seen it all, but not enough. Lipstick loud, my heels are proud. If you were here, you'd agree. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready for the night. I'm feeling alright. Chop through smoke with my two hands. I may have broke a couple bonds, but I've got plans, and I always end up losing track of time. I drink too much, I end up flying. Makes me feel like everybody's problems are worse than mine. From Market Street to the hot dog stand, I'll let you hold my hand, I'll let you hold my purse. It couldn't get much worse, but you won't get a thing from it, cause I only need a man. Market Street to the hot dog stand. I find myself in this spot from time to time. Can't tell if it's dark or not, I'm not blind. Everything gets to be so hazy when I feel like being alone. But being alone makes me feel so crazy. From Market Street to the hot dog stand, I'll let you hold my hand, I'll let you hold my purse. Yeah, you could be my nurse. You won't get a thing from it, cause I only need a man. Market Street to the hot dog stand. Oh, from Market Street to my front door, you'd be it anymore, and you look so pretty under the light of the moon. But then again, I've never seen you in the afternoon. I'm scared of light. It's just not our time. I may not be all right, but tonight I'm just fine.
Now, as you listen to this next song, you will notice that there is a huge difference. And as I said, she's currently in this period or the stage of self-discovery and establishing who she is as a human being. So when I saw her, she was this... she was full of color and life and opposing kind of senses. You see her and she's got this really soft, like sultry voice, and you look at her and she's this, I don't know, this beacon of energy. So it's really cool to watch this kind of thing when you transition as an artist, when you go from one medium and you find yourself in the art that you're expelling or you're presenting to others. So this next song is called Beats. It was released in 2019 and it's from her album Fear, and you will notice a huge difference.
But you keep going through the stages. And anyway, any day, I wish I was anyone else instead of myself. Oh, I keep feeling. If there is nothing wrong, why am I down so long?
Now, I've made a little mistake when I gave you. I said it was very, very different. It is different, but it's not as dramatic as I thought it would be because I picked a different song than I had remembered in my head. But as you can tell, this is quite upbeaty compared to the first song that was more folky, I would say. So speaking of upbeat, we're going to move into on Graphit 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor to Caleb Hart. Now, Caleb Hart is a Canadian reggae and soul singer originally from Tobago. He blends Caribbean rhythms and soulful melodies and has been active in the music scene for several years. When we talk about energy, this dude has a captivating stage presence and is curious and adaptable to music genre, any music genre. So when I saw him, I met him, I had lunch with him. And he's really zen and he's really attentive when he speaks to you. He's very present and he's as present and as charismatic on stage as he is in person. So I saw him perform at it would be called like a workshop where there's several different bands from different, it was a folk music festival. So they had this folky kind of undercarriage or under a background in their music genre. But just from different walks of life. And I saw him perform with a group called El Pony Pisador. They're from Barcelona and they were just fantastic. And they were very eclectic in terms of their musical abilities. And they performed together and he was just jamming away in his way of doing things next to these charismatic, very traditional Barcelonian performer. So it was really fantastic. So this first song we're going to listen to was released in 2024 from the album Emancipation. Both of the songs that we're listening to are from the same album. And this first song is called Voices.
Voices in situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. Living in a time where Babylon had the people them so delirious. In an acutely disturbed state of mind resulting from illness. Intoxication characterized by illusion, restlessness. Causing incoherence of thought and speech. You know the devious, but flip it around and see the reggae music. Bringing out the truth. Equal rights and justice. We chanting for every single ghetto youth. We have to always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. Always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. Roots, keep yourself grounded in the truth. Rock so solid that him cannot move. Reggae are the sweetest and this mad sick groove. Victorious in Christ so we never ever lose. Not the kind of youth to be singing out the blues. White, gold and green are the colors that I choose. Stand firm, hold the faith, fly high, run the race. Fall down, try again, get back up, tie your lace. You can do it, I believe in you. After all that thing that life's put you through. Don't give up, no, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through. You can do it, I believe in you. After all the things that life's put you through. Don't give up now, Jah believes in you. After all the things that he's seen you through. Always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation. We have to always remember to put your first in every situation. Give thanks to the King of Kings. That is my humble recommendation.
You just listened to Caleb Hart and his two songs from the same album, Emancipation, that came out in 2024. The first was Voices and the second was Always Remember. Now, you just imagine sitting and listening to this where the whole crowd was just bopping and waving to where he was going on the stage. It was just fantastic. The next person on my list today is Alexi Campagna. He is I don't know what to say about him. You could walk down the street and not recognize him because he's almost like a wallflower. And really like, as a human being, he's not right in your face as a musician. He's a very subtle human being in his essence. And he's soft-spoken, as is the other two members of his band. They're interested in things like, I also sat and had lunch with them. They were fascinated by things that inspired music, like language, politics, and philosophy, and linguistics. We had a really amazing conversation about linguistics and translation. And he and his band are a Canadian folk. He's a Canadian folk singer, songwriter, and a fiddler from Montreal. His music combines folk storytelling with violin melodies and bilingual lyrics, and he spends a lot of time focusing on the bilingualism and the purity of what is translation, because he translates his own music himself. This song here is called Rome. It's live at the Dark Hall. It was released in 2023 from the album called For the Giving, or Sans Rien Donner.
I see the fires, I see them burning up the hills, and I see the oceans. Another month, another spill, and I see the air getting worse and worse, but still the wheels keep turning. So I see the children, anger marching in the streets, and I see the forests being printed as receipts, and I see the rich with politicians in their sheets, and the wheels keep turning. It didn't have to be this way, with the rising shores and the blackened skies. It didn't have to be this way, but you stepped on the gas and you closed your eyes. I won't stand by and keep your big wheels turning. This world may not be Rome, but it sure is burning. See the people, see them look you in the eyes. They're your children, and they're going to ask you why you saw the signs, but you didn't even try to stop the wheels from turning. It didn't have to be with the rising shores and the blackened sky. It didn't have to be this way, but you stepped on the gas and you closed your eyes. I won't stand by and keep your big wheels turning. This world may not be wrong. Pourquoi le monde s'est rendu là, avec les eaux qui montent et les ciels brumeux? On aurait pu éviter tout ça, vous avez fait le plein et fermé les yeux. I won't stand by and keep your big wheels turning. This world may not be Rome, but it sure is burning.
I'm always really amazed by how a singer projects their own passion in their, like, the morphology of their face. And when I watch him sing, I notice that there's a distinct difference in the emotion that his face projects when he sings in English versus French. There's a lot more sensibilities. There's a lot more subtleness in his face when he expresses his lyrics in French, and I think it's just absolutely beautiful. The next group on the harp, the next group on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor is the harpoonist and the axe murderer. This is a Canadian blues duo from Vancouver, and it consists of the harpoonist, Sean Hall, and the axe murderer, Matthew Rogers, and they are known for their raw, energetic performances and minimalist instrumentation. Now, these dudes are really cool. So, I don't remember which one is the, I think it's Sean Hall. He's really very, very, very tall and slight, and he walks into a room almost like he's a giant, I think. Well, at least that's the impression that I had. I was sitting down when I saw him walk into the room. So maybe I have a difference of a, and you know, he's just this kind giant soul. So we're going to listen to two songs. The first song is called Hard on Things. It was released in 2028, and you can listen to it on YouTube if you'd like. It's a really fantastic song. And then we'll talk about the next song in just a second. So this is The Harpoonist and the Axe Murder on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor. You love who's hardly there. Out of my wallet. That was The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer with their song on Hard Things. Hard on Things. The next song is Roll with the Punches. It was released in 2012 and it's from their album Checkered Past. That was The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer. The next on the list is a little bit different, still kind of jivey and, you know, upbeat. And this is a woman that I met, and she is supposed to, oh my goodness, when you meet an artist meets another artist, it kind of gets really exciting. Because especially, I'm not a very musical artist, but I do other things. And she really connected with me in terms of the other things that I do, like writing and art and painting and stuff like that. So she is a phenomenal artist. She is a great little singer. It's really interesting how she does her, I don't know, I would say it's like almost like Betty Boop with crossed with Jill Harper, I guess you could say. So Jill, if you know Jill, excuse me, Jill Barber. Excuse me. And she is just this firecracker of a human being. So she is a Canadian. This is her stage name, is Little Miss Higgins. And her real name is Jolene Yvonne Higgins. And she's a Canadian folk and acoustic blues singer-songwriter. She's released several albums and is known for her storytelling blend of folk, blues, and Western singing. Now, what I like about her particularly is she's a storyteller that I think is just fascinating. And she's hoping in the next year or so to come to France, there is a puppet convention that happens in September in Reims. And her and her, another artist, a friend of hers, she's the storyteller and the singer of this puppetry kind of event. And her friend did all of the puppets, and it's just phenomenal. You should see this. You should look it up. So Little Miss Higgins and the Puppet Show. This first song we're going to listen to is called Bargain Shop Panties, and it was released in 2010 from her album Across the Plains. Here we go. This is Little Miss Higgins, this little cutie patootie, little firecracker of a human being. I just think she's absolutely phenomenal. Like I said, I'm a huge fan of Little Miss Higgins just because she's a cool chick. We shared a little drink together, and hopefully when she comes to France, she's going to come and sit and talk to us live on Graphite 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. So the next set of songs that I'm going to introduce to you is, the band is called Secondhand Dream Car. Now, the reason why I'm introducing this song is because I saw her on stage, and then I saw her in person, but I saw her on stage and she's this itty bitty little like Polly Pocket of a human being. And the voice that comes out of this woman is amazing. So she's the lead singer is a little bit of a wallflower person. who has this universally massive voice, as far as I'm concerned. I told her that I was in awe by the impact of her voice had on me, and that I could not believe that such a voice came out of a tiny human being. But anyway, I don't know if she'd like that, but I did it anyway because I have zero filter. But and when I saw her backstage, she kind of just wanted to go and enjoy the stage. So she changed her clothes and she went with the whole group and wandered around all of these little workshops and these main stages. Rather than staying backstage, which she absolutely could have done. And she's just fantastic as a human being. I love people like that, that are just really down to earth. Anyway, so this is a 9-piece soul and roots band from Edmonton, Alberta. This is my hometown. I love Edmonton. Fronted by this lead singer. Her name is Dana Wiley. And their music blends soul, rhythm, blues, and roots genre. So this first song is called Answer the Call. And it's from an album they released in 2024 by the same name. This is Secondhand Dream Car and Answer the Call on Graphite 94.9 FM and English Only with the Doctor. I think I'll be really repetitive because it's my first time back. So I might say that a little too much. Sorry. So this is another tidbit of information regarding secondhand dream car is that the lead singer that you heard mostly, Dana Wiley, she's also the player of the keyboards. This next song is also from the same album. It's called Get Down on the Ground. Get down on the ground. Drop and roll. No, just kidding. It's just get down on the ground. Enjoy.
Considering the distance, we live in every day. Considering the distance between what you do and what you say. Considering the shit that we're so desperately saved and the gold we're throwing away. Well, grand solutions to grand problems have become the problem now. What you gonna do? Get down on the ground. Considering the dissonance inherent in your storyline. Considering the difference between your salary and mine. Considering the lack of reality reflected in your point of view this time. Well, honey, I am not the doctor. But when you find you're punching down, oh, what's the remedy? Oh, get down on the ground. Get down on the ground. Get down.
It's just fantastic. I just love that kind of energy and the way her voice just emanates through every part of your bone system and structure. I think that's how I feel when I listen to her. Then this next song, I'm not sure I have enough time. I'm just going to skip this one. So we're going to do Walk Off the Earth. Walk Off the Earth is a Canadian band. Indie pop band from Burlington, Ontario. I've had played them on this show before, and I don't play them a lot because I really, really like them. Only because I don't want to be oversaturating things that I really love on this radio station. That said, they are known for their creative covers and original songs, often featuring multiple band members playing the same instrument. It's really, really cool. In my opinion, they are the best live band I've ever seen, ever. I've seen them twice in concert, and they are by far the best live band. Now, I remember talking to my sister, who is in charge of transportation when you are moving talent at this particular music festival, and she was uncertain of the You know, of adding younger groups in, I mean, this wasn't her decision, but she had that question, like, should this kind of music folk festival encourage younger groups or no, more popular groups? Now, these individuals, one Canadian, music awards, and they're just fantastic as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, they were in my car, and they were stressed out to the hilts. And this is one thing that that I like about Canadians, is that they can be really mostly very kind. I had probably every single performer from the folk music festival in my car at some point because I was driving. There was only one that I thought was relatively rude, which we're not going to talk about. But these individuals, they came off the plane, they came in a drove of 11 people off the plane, stressed out to the hilts because of a Canadian strike, and they were still able to talk about silly things and be kind to their driver when they didn't have to. This song is from their May 24 album called Better at Love, and the song itself is also called Better at Love. They do a lot of original songs. They're not as well known for them, but I think that they're still amazing to listen to. This is Walk Off the Earth and the song Better at Love.
When it feels too good to be true, I'm the first one to bid adieu. So I keep one foot out the back door, the back door.
I was way too cool to be smart, educated, my stupid art. So I knocked you off of my set list, it was reckless.
I break my heart and I turn and walk away.
And here's the part where I make the same mistake.
You just make me want to get better. I need to get better. We got to get better at trust.
Want to get better. I need to get better. We got to get better at us.
Till there's no more sleepless nights. No more keeping score. Cause you just make me want to get better. I need to get better. We got to get better at us. To get better at love.
Out of my shirt, and you get me out of my head, and it just feels right for the first time, the first time.
So here's the part where I take your heart and I don't lay it to waste.
Here's the part where I finally start to change. Oh, you just make me want to get better. I need to get better. We got to get better at trust.
Want to get better at need to get better. We got to get better at us. Till there's no more sleepless nights, no more keeping score. Cause you just make me want to get better. I need to get better. We got to get better at us. To get better at us.
That was Walk Off the Earth and Better at Love, and that's one of their newer songs from 2024. And speaking of love, as we end this set of Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctor, I want to remind you, not that my advice or my opinion means anything to anybody, which it shouldn't, because it always comes from advice and opinion always comes from inside of somebody else, it shouldn't be projected on other people's. But I want to remind everybody of the importance of loving yourself. I was able to have the privilege of resourcing after a very difficult year of work. And I hope that you all get that same opportunity. In this next song, kind of segueing into this next song, the original song was created by the band and it's called Weight, The Weight. And the Steel Wheels with Heather Maloney are playing this cover. Now, the Steel Wheels are a phenomenal band. I saw them play on stage. They have this really interesting stage presence. They have fantastic guitarists. They are just really interesting in terms of how they manipulate sound and movement and just their voice. And I really like the stories that they tell in their original songs. We'll do some more of the Steel Wheels in other weeks ahead. But I thought that this would just be really nice to end with a cover. And they did such a phenomenal job with this cover. The Steel Wheels, again, are an American roots music band from Canada, known for their harmony and driven sound. This person that they're featuring is Heather Maloney, is a singer and songwriter who also blends folk rock music and Americana. This particular set is live from the Somerville Theater, and it was released in 2024. As I end this wonderful first set back, I wish you a fantastic day, despite the rainy and cloudiness, and that you spend your weekend enjoying your friends and your family, but most of all, resourcing. See you next week.
Put the load right on.